Okay, well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Nigel Peake. I'm fortunate enough to be the head of the Department of Applied Mathematics and Theoretical Physics. But on behalf of all of Cambridge Mathematics, it's a huge pleasure to welcome you here this afternoon to what I'm sure is going to be a very exciting occasion. And it's a real pleasure for us to be able to show off just part of our activities here. The event, of course, New Directions in the Mathematics of Information, is our way of celebrating the start of our wonderful and new Cantab Capital Institute for the Mathematics of Information. A couple of words about that in just a moment. But first, let me just say something about Cambridge Mathematics. This site, the Centre for Mathematical Sciences, I have been guilty of the typographical error of the Centre of Mathematical Sciences, which is a altogether more bold and possibly unjustifiable claim. But we're definitely the Centre for Mathematical Sciences, and it's made up of the two university departments, DAMPS, Applied Maths and Theoretical Physics, and our sister department, Pure Mathematics and Mathematical Statistics, together with the Isaac Newton Institute, a world-famous research centre for visitor programmes. And together, we believe, we form an exceptionally large, dynamic and diverse centre for world-class excellence in mathematical sciences and its applications across a whole slew of fields in the physical, biological and social sciences. Now, although we're separate entities, the two departments are collaborating and exchanging in an ever increasing and expanding way, and the Cantab Capital Institute is just one example of a number of flourishing joint activities. And I think this is typical of the pervasiveness and the importance of mathematics in so many walks of life. Data science, of course, is one such area and is driven by the ever-increasing volume of data around almost every human activity. Data, of course, is not the same as information, less still the same as understanding. But the task of extracting information from vast data sets is something we believe that mathematics has got a huge contribution to make. Indeed, has already made a huge contribution and will make a yet bigger contribution in the future. And that's something that we desperately want to be part of. And we were therefore all absolutely delighted by the magnificent generosity and foresight of Dr. Ewan Kirk and the other Cantab Capital partners, whose gift has allowed us to make a step change in the size and scope of our activities in the mathematics of information by funding the, as I say, the Cantab Capital Institute for the Mathematics of Information. The inaugural director of CCMI, our colleague, our wonderful colleague, Dr. Carola Schoenlieb, will be speaking in a few minutes, and has made a very fast and active start. We've already welcomed our first new Cantab lecturer, Dr. Hamza Fawzi, who's a brilliant young hire from MIT working at the forefront of nonlinear optimization. We're now advertising for our second Cantab lecturer, three postdoctoral workers, and our first cohort of students started already in October, and we're very excited indeed about that. A range of activities around the Institute are ratcheting up, which incidentally are benefiting not just people in the Institute, but all sorts of people across the campus as well. And this has included a recent scientific computation course delivered jointly by Cambridge and Cantab staff, which has proved very exciting and popular. So the Institute truly spans both departments and is attracting a huge buy-in from our colleagues. So, for instance, there are 30 senior mathematics colleagues, faculty members, who are now associated faculty with the Cantab Capital Institute. So just to wrap up my speech is too grand a word. To wrap up my few words, let me just conclude by repeating our immense gratitude to our benefactors. I very much hope you enjoy today's proceedings, and I'm sure that you will get a sense of the excitement and the new activity that's being generated here. So thank you once again for coming. Thank you. And I am now going to pass over to my colleague John Aston, Professor John Aston from the Stats Lab, who's going to introduce the first speaker.